الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم ألا لله الدين الخالص. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his glorious book, true devotion is due to Allah alone. Sincerity. Al-ikhlas. Ikhlas, to worship only Allah out of true faith in him. It means to do good deeds just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity is honesty of mind and heart, freedom from shirk, idolatry, riya, ostentation, show off, and nifaq, hypocrisy. We are strongly encouraged by the words of Quran and Ahadith to practice sincerity in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the most important principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to judge our state of hearts. As it was framed in the prophetic saying, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. Verily, deeds are rewarded by intention, and everyone will have the reward for that which he has intended. Every act of worship, charity, or any good deed will be judged by the intention behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the true and secret motives of all deeds that we do. And again, and those motives will be made known on the day of resurrection. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ, said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day when the secrets will be searched out. So the first thing to do is to purify our intention, niyyah, and be sincere in worship and religious deeds. Again, we should act sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dedicate our deeds to no other, whether by way of idolatry, hypocrisy, or show off. All the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with the same message of sincere faith in him. In Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 2, he said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. It is we who sent down the scripture to you, O Prophet, with the truth, so worship Allah with your total devotion. And then in the next verse at the top beginning, he said, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. So true devotion is due to Allah alone. And again, all the prophets, peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them, were sincere to Allah when they delivered the divine revelations to their people. They were the examples of the highest standards of inward and outward righteousness. that we must all strive to emulate. Again, in Surah Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those great prophets by saying, وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Remember our servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all men of strength and vision. إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. We caused them to be devoted to us through their sincere remembrance of the final home. And خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, the seal of the prophets, mercy to the worlds, peace be upon him, was told, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. Say, O Muhammad, indeed, I have been commanded to worship Allah, being sincere to him in religion. So, sincerity is the foundation of our faith and deeds, brothers and sisters. And there are three major pitfalls on this subject. First one is shirk, idolatry. The second one is riya, ostentation or show off. And the third one is nifaq, hypocrisy. And these are the main lines of attack that Satan uses against us. In fact, every person will fall into these traps unless he or she consciously renews the sincerity of his or her intentions. Again, now let's look at the Quran, what Satan asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hijr, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said, Shaitan, my Lord, because you have put me in error, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them. Them means people on earth. And I will mislead them all. And then in the next verse, he said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the servants among them, sincere and purified by your grace. Satan, the biggest and the most effective enemy of human beings, confesses that he cannot do anything against mukhlisin, sincere people, sincere ones. As you know, no one is safe from Satan unless his or her intentions are sincere. In this subject, Imam Al-Ghazali, Hujjatul Islam, one of the stars of the scholars of the religious sciences, said on this verse, the servant is not freed from shaitan except by sincerity. Now, I would like to get your attention on those three traps against sincerity. The first and the second one, as I mentioned, shirk and riya. If a deed is done for the sake of a false god, that is greater idolatry that we call shirkul akbar, which removes a believer from the fold of Islam completely. But if a good deed is done to show off for people, what is known as ostentation, and this is considered the lesser idolatry, shirkul asghar. In Surah Al-Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people by saying, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ, those who want to be seen. Their intention is not pure. They are not doing just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pray, but they like to hear that he is such a pious man. They give sadaqah, charity, but they like to hear that he is such a generous man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. To be purely sincere, we must avoid both the greater and the lesser forms of idolatry. Now, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, may Allah have mercy on him, said, sincerity is not to associate partners with Allah in one's religion and not to display ostentation in good deeds to anyone. So both, away from shirk and riya. In a way, the lesser idolatry of ostentation is even more dangerous than the greater idolatry because it can involve such a subtle defect in our intentions. The Prophet ﷺ once said to the companions, verily, my greater fear for you is the lesser idolatry, shirkul asghar. And the companion said, what is the lesser idolatry, O Messenger of Allah? And the Prophet ﷺ said, it is riya, ostentation, or showing off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them on the day of resurrection, when people are being rewarded for their deeds, go to those for whom you made a show in the world and look. Do you find any reward with them? And in another narration, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his companion, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, there is idolatry among you more hidden than the crawling of ants. And Abu Bakr said, is there idolatry other than to make another god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, there is idolatry more hidden than the crawling of an ant. Shall I not tell you something to say to rid you of it, both minor and major? And then he advised Abu Bakr radiallahu an, say, O Abu Bakr, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. He said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you and that I associate partners with you while I know, and I seek forgiveness for what I do not know. This is a humbling and a beautiful supplication that we should repeat often. As in this dua, we acknowledge the potential for subtle defects in our intention. And the third pitfall, as I mentioned, is hypocrisy, nifaq. Nifaq is to perform acts of worship and good deeds for some hidden or worldly motives. Hypocrisy is one of the terrible sins of the heart that leads to disaster. And the only way to repent from hypocrisy is to renew our sincerity in the innermost depths of our hearts. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about hypocrites in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. So indeed the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire, and never will you find for them a helper. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the salvation in the next verse by saying, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except for those who repent, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and correct themselves, وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and then hold fast to Allah, وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ, and are sincere in their religion for Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he said, for those will be with the believers. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So, and Allah is going to give the believers a great reward. So we need to check our hearts again by using these tools. First, tabu. Constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a tawwab, oft forgiving. He accepts repentance, no matter how many times you sin. And then says, wa aslahu, correct yourselves, fix yourself, and wa tasamu billah, hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through what? Through his book, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, everything comes back to purity of our intention, Al-Ikhlas. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yaqbalu min al-amali illa ma kana lahu khalisan wa btughiya bihi wajhu." So verily Allah does not accept any good deeds unless they are done sincerely and in pursuit of His countenance. Doesn't matter who you are, how much you have, or what is your position or possession, or how much you're worth. Again, in the word of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila ajsamikum wa la ila suwarikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum." So verily, Allah doesn't look at your appearances or your wealth, but rather He looks at your hearts and actions. And one important dimension of sincerity that we learn from this hadith is that we must complete our sincerity with good actions. If we are performing our religious duties and at the same time transgressing the rights of others, then our worship is not truly sincere. Sincere prayers must result in good deeds towards others, or at least a restraint on our evil impulses. Again, in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the middle of the verse, "Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Indeed, true prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing. A man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Prophet of Allah, a person prays in the night, but he steals in the morning." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, that you say about the prayer should stop him. If it was true prayer, it would stop him." That is the meaning of the prayer. Whatever you do sincerely, it will affect your character. If you are true and sincere in your prayers, then that should change your character in a better way. And if we fail to actualize sincerity in our deeds towards others, and then we will be completely bankrupt on the day of resurrection. Again, as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked by his companions, or once he asked his companions, he said, "Mal muflis? Do you know who is bankrupt?" And they said, "The bankrupt is the one without money or good." And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, the bankrupt of my nation are those who come on the day of resurrection with prayers, fasting, and charity, but also with insults, slander, false accusations, consuming wealth, shedding blood, and beating others." He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "The oppressed will be given from his good deeds. If his good deeds run out of before justice is fulfilled, then their sins will be cast upon him and he will be thrown into the hellfire." Na'udhu billah. Such people are truly bankrupt because their good deeds, even if they were done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not going to save them. A person might fast and he gets nothing from his fast but hunger. A person might pray at night, but he gets nothing from his prayer but sleeplessness, said Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sincerity, al-ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from mukhlisin, sincere ones. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhlisin. Amin. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafur rahim. Astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, it is hard to be sincere and stay sincere due to the traps that I mentioned in my first khutbah and the enemies such as shaitan and our lowly desires and nafs al-ammara. Against these pitfalls and enemies, we have to be vigilant all the time and do muhasabatun nafs consistently. Check ourselves. As it was said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Hold yourselves accountable that before you will be held accountable by the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should rely on our prayers, dua. Again, as Quran taught us, our approach towards life should be as he said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Truly my prayer, my service of sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah and Lord of the worlds. And one last thing to remind ourselves that sometimes our sincerity will be put on a test. We will be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as individuals or societies with things like sicknesses, financial difficulties, lies and slanders, or injustices and oppressions, which we witness all around the world, mostly, unfortunately, in the Islamic world. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think that they will be left alone on saying, we believe, and that they will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We did test those before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And he says, and Allah will certainly know those who are true from those who are false. Dear brothers and sisters, please pray for those whom, again, individually or as nation, go under all sorts of tests and tribulations, facing injustices and oppressions. Pray for them sincerely, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again, هُوَ الْحَيُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَدْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He is the living one, and there is no God but Him. So call on Him and dedicate your religion entirely to Him. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma farrij hamma al-mahmumin. Wa naffiz karba al-makrumin. Makrubin. Wa qdi ad-dayna anil madinin. Wa shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma a'izza al-islama wal-muslimin. Allahumma a'izza al-islama wal-muslimin. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة